Joystick! The Joystick Show! Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our twisted reality. I became the throne master of my own will to not spend thousands on games.
Joystick! The Joystick Show!
Hello, everybody! We are on the air, not live, but we are not even on air. We are digitizing right now our voices for you, the Rumble Pack.
We could go live.
We could?
We could probably go live.
We want to do like a Facebook Live?
No, we'll have to get a lot more fans, but then we could go live.
Live?
And then have people join in.
Actually, they did that at PAX. Oh, we're going to be talking about PAX. That's right. What a weekend. So, welcome everybody. This is Joystick Show 51A.
52A.
Or 52A, thank you. This is 52A. We go by our gamer tags. I'm Bogue Spear.
I'm Thing 12.
That's right. And we
have... Sorry. I just freaked out because I just remembered something. You continue. I'll say it when I do how you can contact us.
Oh, hey, how can you contact us?
Well, you can contact us joystickshow@gmail.com or joystickshow.com or Twitter @joystick_show. Or gamer tags, which I've been saying last episode I said for my prison map that you can friend me Thing 12, which one, and I forgot a long time ago I changed my name to EPC_thing12.
What?
So it's so it's capital E, capital P, capital C, underscore, and then just Thing 12. Like I've always been saying it with like a capital T at the beginning.
And but, one is the I?
And apparently, yeah, and okay. The I is a one.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. And so, and I didn't know that, and I was over at Consume Gorgon's house, and we were going to play Fortnite, and I got an Xbox, and my Xbox account is just Thing 12. And all of a sudden, I see people I don't know trying to friend me.
Yeah.
And they might have been that, and they might have been show fans, and I don't know. So.
Did you friend them? Did you talk to them?
Yeah, I accepted the friend request. I didn't get to talk to him, but, yeah. So, anyway, if you want to friend me, that'll actually answer because I don't play Fortnite on the Xbox. Then it's capital E, PC, because that's really the only account that I use. Oh, other than Steam, which is just Thing 12, right? Or is it?
No, it's Thing. It's
Thing 12. Oh, yeah. So, on Steam, if you want to friend me, it's still Thing 12, but then on Fortnite, it's EPC_thing12.
Now, why'd you change it, though?
I changed it because me and my friend just were kind of getting bored of our names, and we wanted to have the same, like, front to our names.
Oh, gosh.
So, it just looked cool. That. It looked cool.
Yeah,
so we
really
did
cool.
That.
Now that anyway. Nobody's going to be able to friend you because you got to do a mile-long thing.
Maybe I should change it back.
Yeah, you should.
It's not changed back yet.
It's not. So that's how you can get on. If you want, I'll try to put it in the show notes, even though I always say that and never do. Mm. But let me make a note here so you can listen. Okay. So it's EP.
EPC underscore thing 12.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. So if that's how you get a hold of us at joystickshow.com is our website @joystick_show to tweet us. We're doing getting more followers on Twitter, which we appreciate. Of course, email us joystickshow@gmail.com with any pithy comments or recordings. We would love to play them as well. All right. Before we jump in to talk a lot about PAX. Oh, speaking of that, the sponsor segment, I'm going to do a pro bono because there's actually a... well, they're all real products, right? Yeah. There's a company out there that I did see at PAX that I want to give a shout out to and give them some free love, and it's called Gamer Goo. I don't know if anybody's ever seen this before, but GamerGoo.com is a company, and it's they're not a sponsor, but I just love seeing someone give it a go and actually bring a crazy product to market, kind of like the sponsors I do each week. But it is a sweat-reducing, grip-improving, energy-enhancing hand goo. So I'm going to leave that open for interpretation because I had a lot of thoughts. Yeah,
this is real.
You can go to it. Check it out at GamerGoo, GamerGoo.com and read all about it. So that's the segment. I'll give them some
really?
Love on that.
Is it like a slime that you mess with in your hand or is it going like a remote?
Yeah.
For better grip.
You just put it on. It's, I don't know, gritty or you just kind of, just gives you.
Why didn't you get it?
Because I needed to. I didn't, though. I just saw it. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I give him love. All right. So let's first start off on the gaming front. What are you playing? Well, I was at PAX, and you didn't decide not to go, right? What were you playing?
I was playing... Well, for one, I tried A Way Out with my friend.
Yeah.
And,
you did?
Yes. We actually really liked it. So the only thing is we haven't escaped the prison, so we didn't get too far into it. I'm not sure
The game stinks after the prison.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about after you get out of the prison. But we had a lot of fun, like getting out, like chiseling out the toilet part and everything when the guard was walking by.
Yes, that was pretty fun.
And so, but yeah, we had a lot of fun with the parts that we got to.
That's the best part of the game, honestly. Yeah. Not to spoiler, but...
You said you thought... It was, like, cheesy. There's, like, a cheesy dialogue.
Oh, my God. The dialogue's horrible.
It was... There were parts where I could definitely see it was cheesy, but I didn't think it was as bad as you were saying.
Wait until it gets towards the middle and end. It just... It's almost something like the writer fell asleep and, like, the like a three-year-old took over and they just submitted the submitted the plans for it. But, yeah, it's a good game. I mean, like, except for what I paid for and what it was fine. But it definitely faded out fast. If you want to get the game, play the first couple hours and then put it away. Because you'll be completely miserable or not decompressed. What is the word? Disappointed when you get to the end. No. So that's what you're doing. You're playing Way Out. Anything else?
Yes. Wow. I am also playing... Well, this is a VR game that I got. So when
we're not riff-rapping yet.
No. When we got the Rift, it came with 4 free games.
Right.
And I think every Rift does.
Yeah.
It came with Robo Recall. And there's these great two game. Other creative... Or I guess where you can... create whatever you want, like an art style game in VR, though, through 3D. So you build like 3D structures. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then it also came with this game called Dead and Buried.
Yeah.
And for that game, like, it's like a $30 game on Steam. Like, it's such a good game. I didn't want to play.
You didn't have it already? It's $30.
No, I'm saying it's like, that's what it should be worth. Like, it's a good game. So I got on it. And I never wanted to play it because I thought it was going to be like a scary zombie game or whatever. And at that time, I was new to VR and I was getting scared in the home lobby because I was just new to everything. And I'd turn around, there'd be a table and I'd freak out.
Jump scare because of a table?
Yeah, because like it's a new world and everything and anything could happen. And then when you like fast travel places or whatever, it'll freak me out because things will just happen. So I was still very new to it and I didn't want to start that game. And I got into it. And it's so cool. It's a Old West shooter game, but it's more...
Old West? Like Wild West?
It's mixed with Wild West and... it's mixed with Wild West and like a ghost, like a pirate ghost stuff. There's no pirates, but if you get into it, it's you start it off and you're in this whole area. There's like this ghost that's talking to you. It's cartoon, really animated, but you get in and then you have options for like a shootout.
Yeah.
What are those called? Where they walk 10 feet, turn around and shoot?
Duel.
Duel. Yeah. I don't know what it's called in the game, but it's something like a duel. And they also have this other one. Oh, the Horde, which is the zombies, where you defend from zombies. So much fun. I played the shootout, and you have your hand down at your hip, and you hear the timer in the city and the town go off. It ticks, and at random times it'll go off, and you got to grab your gun from your hip and then shoot them a bunch of times. And it's super cool.
That's like
cool.
Red Dead Redemption that would be turned VR,
it's
right?
It's super cool. And that's the duel. Yeah. And I had so much fun with that. And then I played the shootout, which is you're in a team and you're shooting people, have guns. That one's probably the least fun of them all, but it's still fun.
Right.
And then the Horde was really fun where it's just you stay in one place and you shoot zombies. But the whole game is about moving around, but in your spot. Like, you don't actually teleport around or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You move so there's cover and you have a really variety of where you can move. So, like... I'm moving all around the place. Like, I stepped on our dog so many times, but, like...
Oh, no.
We were, like... So, you'll have a cover on the side of you. There's a map in the shootout. It's, like, a train map.
Yeah.
And you're on a train, and there's cover. And so, you'll duck behind cover when they're shooting you. And then you get back up, and you'll take some shots. And to reload, it's the coolest thing. To reload, the only guns you get, except for special guns, the only guns you get are 6-shooters.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have special guns that are, like, grenade launchers and Old West double-barrel shotguns.
This. Yeah.
And the way to reload your 6-shooters is you yank it inward and the barrel comes out and then you yank it back and then it reloads all your ammo and then you can shoot it. It's super fun. But, see, I had a lot of fun with that. And it's multiplayer, so you can play with your friends.
Not cross-platform, though, just Rift?
Probably not plus.
Did he have Rift?
Oh, it was a Rift-sponsored game, so it was probably not cross-platform.
Yeah.
Like, when you get in, it says Oculus Studios.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right, so you playing a little bit of that, didn't you? You're something else you're telling me, or no?
Well, there is a game coming out. I'm just saying Anthem is on his way, and really excited for Anthem.
Yeah, you're not playing Anthem yet. Nobody is, but that looks pretty crazy.
I'm so excited for Anthem.
Now, is that going to be a four-person game, like a four co-op? Like somebody is...
Yeah, no, I don't know about split screen, but definitely like...
Right. So that reminds me of Brute Force. It goes, when I saw it, it reminded me of just a modern-day Brute Force. We talked about this on the show a while back, an early Xbox game. That's why I became a Xbox Live. It was the first, I think one of the first, I don't know if it was the first Xbox Live programs where you could play with other people, but it was a four-person shooter called Brute Force. It had the main guy, the frog or lizard guy, the sniper guy, and the stealth girl, or the sniper girl and the stealth girl. But anyways, when I saw the Anthem, it looked like a modern-day version of that. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a mix between Destiny, Warframe, and Halo.
Wow.
Because it's so cool. If you haven't seen it, just look up a trailer on it.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. They're really cool looking, actually.
So, yeah, really excited for that game. But it's coming February 22nd, I think. So,
nice.
So far.
Trying to get me to dish out some cash on that, too, I can tell already.
Yeah, because we're getting the $80 version.
What?
Yeah.
What does that give you, a skin or something?
All four skins.
No, you're not even a millennial. What are you?
It gives you stuff that can make you better at the game.
Yeah.
Too. Okay. So that's something.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. So that's what you're playing?
Yep.
So I am playing a game thanks to my introduction to it at PAX South, San Antonio, Texas, this past weekend. There is a game that's actually a board game because I play a lot of board games. Mm-hmm. I'm a big geek there too. And I love it when there's a nice conversion over. But this one, I decided rather than go with the board game, they came out at the same time launched, actually that weekend, I think it hit Apple stores like that Friday, a game called Master of Wills. Master of Wills, it's a mobile, iPad, Apple, I mean, it's cross-platform on mobile devices. So it's, like I said, Apple, Android. Mm-hmm. And so forth, and an iPad. The problem is, if you got a real small phone, you can't play it because, unfortunately, they're AI, even though I love the guys. I met them, talked to them. By the way, the artist, I can't remember his name, was Glenn, or no, Andrew, Anthony. Unbelievable. Some of the best art I've ever seen in game design. It was in this game. And you definitely got to check it out. It's Master of Wills. You can go to...
Is it free? It's not free.
So, yeah, so this is pay-to-play, meaning that, you know, you can get it for free, and then you can get the booster packs and $9.99 upgrade and stuff, and then you grind it out and get some good stuff as well.
Didn't you say you hated those games?
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's not going to last long on me, you know what I mean? Problem is that after a while, it just gets crazy intense. But it's a math-based game, too, which is really interesting. It requires you to look at multiple different cards at once and determine the ramifications of it. But then there's cards that you play that kind of boost your faction. You know, it's faction-based and so forth. I did try to, when I talked to the programmer, I'm like, hey, dude, you know the algorithm always leans to one specific faction, right? Come on, tell me which one it is. Which one do you play? He wouldn't give it up. I said, I got to tell the Rumble Pack in case they play this game what the inside is. I will tell you that he says he personally plays... Dawnlight, I think it is, or Day of Dawn. I can't remember which one I started. But and that should tell you something when the creator actually, which faction he chooses. So if you want to check it out, you can go to, it's Master of Wills, or it's at Master of Wills, all the type of stuff. Info at Master of Wills. But check it out. See if you like it. Just type it into the Google Play or Apple Store. And it's free to download, so no problem mentioning it to folks. And give it a try. See if you're like, I'm trying it out. It may last me a little while. But that was a good digital game that I pulled from PAX as well. So I've been playing that since I've been back here, which is relatively short, just a few days.
Yeah.
But pretty cool. So, yeah, that's what I'm playing right now. All right, so because I got a lot to talk about with PAX, so let's jump into the news.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News.
All right, so the news is about PAX, because I tell you, it's amazing on the turnout, and every year it keeps getting better and better, and I have the giant map that I walked around like a tourist? That was a combination between a stewardess and a... What? What is it called when you go out, you become a...
Senior.
A tourist. Jeez, I'm crow.
Tourist,
thank you. Not a stewardess. Tourist. So, man, I can't believe that's what happens when age gets you. So we checked out a lot of different games as we went through. So because I love PAX South, because it's both board game and video game. So I can spend an hour just on the board game side. But the video game stuff, I want to mention first and foremost that Capcom was there again. And now they didn't do quite the rollout presentation they did last year with the dragon and everything. Was crazy with Monster Hunter, mm-hmm. right? That's what they were demoing and put out.
That was last year.
That was last year. But guess what this year?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, you didn't go. No.
Yes.
There's no way.
Positive. 100% positive.
We started the show around this time. Monster Hunter World we talked about on show like 25.
No, dude. No. 20. No, little dude. No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty soon right after the show. I think we're like three shows into it, maybe.
Whoa.
So, anyways, the point on that is they actually launched Resident Evil 2. So I didn't take a picture of me, but they had a shot of like the front of this place with a taxi cab with a zombie just laying all over it bloodied and everything. Mm-hmm. And people got to get in the car and take their picture. I was going to, but it was another line to do that. And I was not going to stand in another line. But I'm going to tell you what, if you see this game, it's a game that I think I got to get. It's the beauty, it's so colorful. And I'm done with zombies, but my gosh, this game is so pretty. And the hands-on, I just like Capcom. I like their angle on it. They go after it.
I didn't know Capcom made Resident Evil. Resident Evil's like way different than their style. I thought they made they made like Mega Man. Mega Man. Is that his name?
You mean they did Lost Planet? They did... Oh, Mega Man?
They made all these, like, Japanese, like, animated characters.
They've done that, too.
It's just, like, they have different styles of game, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I was taking a look here to see...
Granted, Ubisoft does a lot of different stuff.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, it seems like a good game. I haven't played Resident Evil, like, myself, like, any of, like, the first game, I didn't really play that much, but I'm not sure if it's any good or not.
Yeah, this one looked just fantastic. I was just trying to find it. It's getting a 9 superb as well on it, I just didn't know if there was, we should probably follow them and keep up with that, what's going on, but it looks like a really... really powerful game. And again, the graphics and the graphic work they're doing and the stuff mm-hmm. is phenomenal. So you can even take a look. I said, if we're doing the video show, I'd definitely be playing it right now for everybody to get a feel for what it is, because I just couldn't believe how well it was the display and everything on it. So anyway, so I was there, had a chance to do that. What else? The game, there's actually a board game that I loved, I picked up, it was a little expensive. The game is actually called Dice Thrones, and it's a board game, but what I was able to do, and I mentioned it here for the video game show, is because I'm a huge fan of tabletop. So if it's a game they think, oh, you know, if you're a tabletop player, don't mind board games and do it digitally so you can play with buddies around the world, then it does have a module and a free thing you can upload called Dice Thrones. Check that game out, and it's on tabletop as well. So I followed along. There were some weird games too. I played video games, a couple, actually one, I gotta be honest with you, I feel bad because I didn't even grab their name or what have you. I think they have a cup that's somewhere. Actually, do you know where that backpack is, that yellow backpack that I took?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Right behind me.
It is?
Yeah.
See if there's a cup in it on the side.
Why?
Because I think that's the name of the company. I felt so bad. I'm like, I don't know. I can't even figure out who they are. But then I got thinking, they gave me a cup for playing the game, and maybe that'll tell me. But here's the thing. The game is, no? Okay, it must have dropped out somewhere. The game is a four-player game. It looks at it from like above. Shooting down. So you remember, what was that game, that Marvel game? Was it like Ultimate Alliance? No. What was the name of that game that had all the Marvel characters you picked from?
Dice Masters?
No, on video games. Remember?
Ultimate Alliance.
It was Ultimate Alliance, right?
Okay, yeah.
Great. Again, my brain's going. So it reminds me of Ultimate Alliance minus the Marvel licensing, right? But mm-hmm. it was one of those games where it just was like, there's so much going on. I mean, it was really cool. Like, you could be different characters. And I had this one that had like two big miniguns that came over my shoulder, and I kept shooting like the boss. monster and everything, but it was so intense I couldn't keep track. It's pretty much just running around and being flashed all different screenshots with everybody running in. So I played that game. I wish I could give them some love. I mean, it wasn't the best review, I guess, here, but it was fun. It was something you could see a lot of folks would jump into and play, so they gave it a good go. The other thing I saw was, like, there's a couple of games I stood around watching guys trying to understand why in the heck would they even be playing or looking at this game. There's a company, it's called Eline Media, I think they are. Is that what that's on here? Eline Media. They do this game called Beyond Blue, and I'm standing there for a minute watching it, and I was like, and it's just these people, like, going around underwater. So it's kind of like, was it Nautica? Or
Subnautica.
Subnautica. At least that. There's some good VR and there's some good stuff where you're going through it, doing different things. But this was kind of just like swimming around, exploring and seeing different things. It was beautiful, right? But there was really, I didn't see any method to the madness. And I think it's like...
I would put my headset on and just rip it off. I would not be able to play that game.
Right.
I'm deathly afraid of the ocean.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, no. So you can't play... Did you try Subnautica on VR?
I did. Subnautica...
It's a little more cartoony, right?
It's a little more cartoony, and right. It's... Wait, was that not cartoony? That was no. Real?
No. It's like real, real almost. Ugh. Like all of a sudden you turn, and it's like a whale...
No, even seeing just something in the distance, like a fade, and then it slowly gets bigger and bigger because it's getting closer.
Like the Megalodon?
Like the Megalodon, or that scene from Nemo, you know, with that whale in the back.
He comes out of the background? I know. And I was imagine if it was a shark.
No, that whale affects me more than Jaws does.
Oh, yeah?
I would watch Jaws and still go in the ocean. I would watch Nemo and never go in the ocean.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny. So anyways, I watched that. It's called Beyond Blue. It was a game that was out there. But I think they do a lot of like mission-driven, like agenda mission-driven.
They do. So it's not just looking around?
No. I'm saying the games they design and have agendas and like messages and stuff like that.
They have
a
game where you go around the ocean in VR that's free. It comes with the VR. I think it's more cartoonish and not looking real, but still.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So, yeah. I was playing a little bit of that as well, checking it out. And then we just ended the night, board game. There wasn't much going on. I mean, Capcom's the main one there at PAX. You know, like I said, it's about, what is it, $42, $45 for a ticket to get in. But it's great just because you can do a lot of gaming, hang around with gaming guys. I mean, there's a lot of product and stuff you can buy, too, if you want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. T-shirts and rubber tomahawks and all that stuff. Oh, you know who was there again? I didn't go in because I'm not a fan of the game, but Hello Neighbor. What's the company called?
Tiny Build.
Yeah, they do a good job with their displays and everything. I just am really not in the game, so I didn't chill mm-hmm. over there or hang out. But yeah, they had a display as well over there. So I'd look for it. There's a lot of different packs. PAX East, PAX West, PAX North, PAX South, right? If you get a chance, it's worth it. They do a pretty good job, I think, overall. Food wasn't overly expensive, right? $5 for a slice of pizza. You know what I mean? It's the normal routine that they have there. So check it out if you get a chance and go online and review or get your tickets coming up for next. I think the next thing I'm going to is in March. It's going to be South by Southwest, the interactive gaming. We have to do something for the show.
Interactive gaming?
Yeah, like games and video games, that type of stuff. Remember Twitch?
That you play?
Yeah. Twitch was sponsored there last time. Remember we've gone every year?
Lines. You talking about with lines and you play games?
Yeah.
You have to wait in lines?
Yeah, I mean, like anything, you got to do that. You did the VR early on, right? That was when we played Island game.
Island Time.
Exactly. Oh. So, speaking of that, all right, so anything else in the news? That's what we got right now.
Nope.
Okay, that's the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
All right, well, did you make a segment intro for this?
I'm not making the segment intro. You're the one doing the rapping.
There you go. Rapping. No, that wasn't good. All right, we'll come up with something. Riff rapping, come on, let's talk a little bit. So those, just for a moment, VR, I will tell you that the biggest thing, I mean, everybody was talking about VR, right? So we have it, and I was like, eh, but here's the coolest thing. Guess the two games that they use to display for everybody that doesn't have VR?
Don't tell me.
Oh, you know.
I know. Maybe. I'm totally guessing. Vox Machina and Star Trek Bridge
Crew. You got it, both of them. Mm. And who's the favorite games? Mine, both mine. Am I in the know? Am I in the no rumble pack on the VR? Maybe. not. But in this case, I got lucky. They're displaying that. So I was thinking, I want to do a tournament. There was a Vox Machina tournament. If I had played, I'd been in there taking them out. But no, I didn't get a chance to do that. But speaking of that, I got to give love to a VR game coming out. I cannot wait for it. So while you guys are all looking at your anthems, trying to look at anthems, I am going after playing a VR game called Final Assault. FINALASSAULT. Final Assault. It's a game. It's actually made by, I love their name, it's made by Phaserlock Interactive. And these guys, the coolest thing, the best way I can say this game is a, if guys my age, this is for my generation, I think you might have played once, but Command & Conquer. Do you remember the Command & Conquer series? I talked a little bit about it prior shows. Yar's Revenge, Command & Conquer Generals. Before that was just Command & Conquer, Command & Conquer 2, blah, 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 yeah. blah. Okay? They, the Nod was the, I think that's it. They were the evil guys. But GED, or G-I-D, G-D-I. G-D-I and the Nod. I just nailed it. Look at me. I can't remember tourists, but I can remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So this game is like that, but in VR where you literally look over the map. So you're kind of standing over the map, and what you're doing is you're grabbing the units and kind of dragging them and showing where you want to place them to battle.
I saw Command & Conquer. Isn't that just more like a Halo Wars then?
It is. It's very much like Halo
Command
Wars.
Command & Conquer, you're going through like hexagonal shapes, right?
I don't know if it was
or
that.
Is it more like, I thought, because Halo Wars is more free. In
right. No, it's free. It's more free. On that. Maybe early on was hexagonal, but I don't think so. No, I think it was pretty much free throughout the whole game. But this one's really cool because you get that that sense of, like, you know, controlling a battlefield with your guys and moving them different directions and bringing them around.
That's cool.
And you do it with your hands, so you kind of move in the battlefield. So you're just, like, standing over it tactician-wise. I thought it was going to be fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be multiplayer, cross-platform. I almost think it may be a game that those that have Vive or PlayStation VR, all these different ones can come into, because I think it is a server-based game as well outside of Steam and so forth. So I'll let you know about it, because I'm going to probably get it and download it around February 12th is when everything's going to be set to launch and come out. And they're playing it, you know, at the at PAX, and it was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do have a VR, little rip-rap, and I'm telling you right now, that's a game to take a look at. It's called made by Phaserlock Interactive, Final Assault. So cool, that's that one. All right, it's time for the
deal of the week.
What is it this week, buddy? What is the big deal? What's the big deal?
What is the big deal?
Can you tell me?
Well, there is. So I was doing some research, I guess, and there is a Hasbro game that... Okay, so there's a Hasbro family game. It doesn't look that cool. It's only $10, but... okay, so the game, the big thing, I guess, because there's not much, is buy one, get one free, video games at Target. So
okay.
I think this could only... So yeah, at Target, you can get... PlayStation, I believe.
Yeah.
Or no, you can buy one selected Nintendo Switch, PS4, Xbox One, or PS3, or Xbox 360 video game, and get a second video game of equal or lesser value for free.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
At Target.
So, if I wanted to go and get,
$60 game, you can get another one for free.
What?
Yeah.
They're not going to do that with Anthem. It's got to be like select games.
Well, Anthem's
like,
not going to be out until February
22nd. Oh, that's true, too. So this is only... Oh, it's going to end on the 26th. That's probably why. But, so like Fallout 4... I bet there's limited runs. I bet there's specific games. Gotta be. Right?
I don't... It says at Target buy one... Oh, one select Nintendo Switch.
That's what I thought. Okay, so there's going to be a set number. But still, if you're still trying to...
that's crazy. You should
go
there
build your
out.
Library... Right? Yeah.
But it says games include like Halo 5, Fallout 4, Mortal Kombat. So they're popular games. They're good games,
they're
but they're
older.
Old. Yeah.
Right. Cool. Well, that's cool because I look at it and go, you know, if I wanted to play, what is that new Assassin's Creed that I never bought? Odyssey, is it? That's the one.
I don't think Assassin's
Creed. That's not out there?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. We'll take a look at it, but it's maybe worth checking out. You probably go online and they'll do it, right? You can shop online as well, and it's good till the 26th as well. So if you're listening, I think we're recording this on the 21st or 22nd. So take a look at that as well. So all right, that's the deal of the week. What do we got lastly for new releases? Anything good?
Well,
and this is for the week of January 20th, right? 23 to 26.
Yes. It might be the next week, but okay.
Magic Nation, what is that? Oh, that's not for us.
That's not for us. Okay. So, I guess a big game would be The Raven Remastered for the Nintendo Switch. It's actually got not a good rating, but...
No, it's pretty mediocre, actually. Tomb Raider, The Nightmare, that's going to be a DLC.
It's got a fair rating.
I almost remember, I think we did this one last week, didn't we?
Settlers? Well, I don't know.
Oh, maybe not. Wait, we got the Settlers Heritage. What is it? The King's Expansion.
The Rise of the Empire of the Settlers. So right. Some of those games. Those are getting better ratings than Tomb Raider.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of Settler games must be being released on there as well.
And then, of course, Gang Beasts comes out,
We did do this one.
Gang Beasts comes out tomorrow from the time that we're recording this. The 23rd.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you right now, we already did this one. Yes, Life is Strange too. We've already done this. People are like, because I know you listen so sharply to what we're saying, to what we say. So it's actually the week of January 27th through February 2nd we need to look at. Yeah, here we go. Kingdom Hearts 3, the game that's coming out. That's a big one, actually. Mm-hmm. Now, Disney is a part of this, right? So I don't know how good it's going to be. It's going to be, you know, Frost or whatever the heck it is. What's the name of that song?
Frozen,
yeah, whatever it is.
What was that? No, Dad, just stop. That's so old. No one cares about that song anymore.
Nobody?
No one cares about
it. It's still etched in my brain. I can't get it out. So many people. Get it out of here! No. All right, what else?
So bad. Oh, my God.
What?
It was so bad.
The Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy. That's out for Nintendo Switch. That looks kind of fun. It's got an 8.2 rating as well. What else?
I guess just a lot of indie games.
Yeah, really. There's always a lot of indie games. We kind of roll right through them. I mean, there's so many games, it's hard to even describe. But sometimes you find somebody that, you know, puts a good game out that gets popular quickly, but not really. Oh, that's Ace Combat 7 is coming out for PC, probably for Steam. Now, I was hoping Ace Combat, we talked about this, would be for VR. But
we did talk about this.
We did?
Do you think this is...
No, we did not talk about that.
We talked about Ace Combat.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's brutal. All
right.
All right. Well, anyways, those are what's coming out right now. We'll try to... Remind me. We'll try to start, the week of the...
20th.
The week of the
3rd.
30th.
The 3rd.
No, the 3rd. Yeah, moving on.
To the...
So, 10th. All right, buddy. So, that's the show. Had a good time out there at PAX. We appreciate you guys listening each and every week. How do they get a hold of us? And I want somebody... Please send me some video or some audio to play on the show. I want to know what you think about it. Matter of fact, if you want to just rant about how bad we are, you can do that too. I'll play, so that'll be a good rant stage for us.
Yeah.
Right?
So you can contact us, joystickshow@gmail.com, joystickshow.com, or tweet us @joystick_show, which is probably the best way.
Yeah.
If you're not going to email or...
Right. Be careful what you chase. You might catch it because we get all these people so get bombarded. Mm-hmm. You guys suck. You suck. So, all right. Very cool. We appreciate you listening, Rumble Pack. Until next time, game on.
Joystick. The Joystick Show.
I have an idea.